This is VOA News. This is the Melton. White House coronavirus advisor Scott Atlas has apologized for giving an interview to Russia's Kremlin-backed television station RT. He said he was unaware the outlet was a registered foreign agent in the United States. Atlas is a neuroradiologist and a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. He appeared on the channel on Saturday and criticized coronavirus lockdown measures, calling them, quote, an epic failure at stopping the virus's spread. RT registered as a foreign agent 3 years ago. A January 2017 report from U.S. intelligence agencies said the television station, which broadcasts on cable in the United States, is Russia's state-run propaganda machine, and that it contributed to the Kremlin's campaign to interfere with the 2016 presidential election in favor of the winning candidate, Republican President Donald Trump. After that report, the U.S. Department of Justice insisted that RT America comply with requirements under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Security forces in the Belarusian capital have detained more than 200 people in the latest anti-government protest fueled by a disputed presidential election 12 weeks ago. Thousands of demonstrators took part Sunday in marches in Minsk as part of near-daily protests demanding Alexander Lukashenko's resignation and a new vote. According to a list published by a human rights group, nearly all the people detained were taken into custody in Minsk. Four journalists were among those detained, and two of them were, quote, severely beaten. That's according to Boris Goretzky of the Belarusian Association of Journalists. And that news comes from the Belarus service at our sister network, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. This is VOA News.